There is an humongous global event underway, an historic meeting which is changing the world before our very eyes. But you don't see squeak about it in the fossil media. We'll get to that in a moment. This is the BRICS meeting being hosted by Vladimir Putin in Russia, the meeting of the global south, the emerging powers. Over the past couple of days, this BRICS meeting, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, it stands for, and dozens of other countries are queuing up to join. Turkey, the bridge between Asia and Europe. Greece wants to join. Sri Lanka wants to join. A bunch of other countries want to join. In economic terms, BRICS is now bigger than the G7. That's Europe, America, the NATO powers. There's no gibberish at this BRICS meeting about domination or this fey global rules-based order. We've got Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran wants to join, United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia too have been invited, dozens of countries. Now, the previously unthinkable is happening at this BRICS meeting. India and China, who war over disputed territories in India's north, are sitting at the same table. Russia and China, who are never supposed to form an alliance, are the two biggest players in the BRICS alliance. Iran and Saudi Arabia were supposed to be forever enemies, now potential members. The US empire is in decline. We are moving to a multipolar world. The question is the transition going to be smooth or not? What did they talk about at BRICS? They talked about energy security. They talked about cooperation in critical minerals extraction. They talked about politics and condemned the US-Israel genocide of the Palestinian people and the Israel invasion of Lebanon too. There's none of this Israel self-defense talk. There was no talk of domination. So what are the consequences? Well, it could be World War III or it could be a peaceful transition. It depends how America, our ally, our friend, handles this decline. Because if you follow the money, the fastest growing economies in the world are in the BRICS. So a lot of the world's scientists are there increasingly. Education is booming. And the US economy, let's follow the money. It has $35 trillion in debt. It owes the rest of the world a lot of money in the bond market, in the US bond market. Money which can never paid back, which can never be paid back. Everybody in the world it owes money to. So it needs to keep its currency up to repay these loans, which will never repay, of course. The classic, though, is what currency do we trade in? This is the point. The BRICS are in a very powerful position to hurt the US because if they sell the bonds which they own, the debt, the price goes down and interest rates go up, ergo inflation. It makes it much more expensive for Americans to buy things from overseas for their economy. It's the US bond market, the biggest market in the world, the market for US debts. The global reserve currency is now the US dollar. It used to be the UK pound. It used to be the French livre, the Dutch guilder before that. Just look at the shift of empires. But of course, as empires fall, their currency falls too. And this is why it is so critical to the world. But here in Australia, we're like a shag on an old rock. Our media has entirely ignored this story. We don't know what to say because, of course, we've just been stitched up to AUKUS, the world's worst deal, where we've allowed US to put bases on our soil. We've allowed them to infringe on our sovereignty, and we have become complete patsies. Our foreign policy is in complete disarray. Of course, that has big knock-on effects for our economic policy as the US is sort of making noises about going to war with China, which means that we're going to get dragged into that war against our 40% largest trading partner. It's a disaster. But really, it's a shambles too in a media sense because the media is not covering this elephant in the room at all. They're just turning away, putting their head in the sand and pretending while the rest of the countries in the world, the developing world, are joining the BRICS, that this is just not happening. Time to wake up, time for a rethink, because a lot of Australians will be on the side of the BRICS too, given what America is doing in the world, their endless war machine. Please like, share, or comment in the section below, and thank you for your support.